Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Ultimate Shadow Work Journal and Workbook, two books in one by Lei Dubin. Heart is a practical self-help workbook focused on shadow work, a reflective process associated with examining hidden, denied, or emotionally charged parts of the self. The volume is presented as a combined resource that includes beginner-oriented material and more advanced self-guided practices, making it broader than a simple prompt journal. Its stated purpose is to support self-discovery, emotional healing, and personal growth through structured exercises, journal prompts, affirmations, visualizations, and cognitive reframing practices. The book draws on ideas commonly linked to Jungian psychology, especially the concept of the shadow self, while translating them into accessible exercises rather than academic theory. It is best understood as a guided introspection tool for readers who want a systematic approach to identifying emotional patterns, limiting beliefs, unresolved wounds, and self-protective behaviors. Because the work can touch sensitive material, its self-guided format also requires care, pacing, and personal responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a two-stage structure that moves from basic shadow awareness to deeper self-examination. A defining feature of the book is its two-in-one design, which combines beginner and advanced shadow work material into a single progression. This matters because shadow work can become vague or overwhelming when readers are asked to confront difficult emotions without a sequence. The beginner portion appears to establish the core idea that hidden traits, avoided memories, emotional reactions, and patterns of self-judgment can influence behavior even when they are not consciously acknowledged. The advanced portion then extends that foundation into deeper reflection, emotional mastery, and cognitive reframing. This structure gives the book a more developmental character than a standalone blank journal. Readers are not simply given isolated prompts. They are encouraged to move from recognition to engagement, and then toward integration. The progression also helps separate basic self-observation from more demanding inner work. For new readers, this can reduce confusion by introducing concepts before asking for intense reflection. For experienced readers, the advanced practices provide a reason to continue beyond introductory self-awareness. The result is a workbook organized around gradual psychological depth rather than quick insight. Secondly, journal prompts function as tools for identifying repeated emotional patterns. The workbook format places journal prompts at the center of the process. And this is important because shadow material is often recognized indirectly. People rarely encounter the shadow as a clear belief or single memory. It more often appears through recurring anger, shame, envy, defensiveness, avoidance, self-sabotage, or disproportionate reactions. Prompt-based writing gives readers a way to slow these reactions down and examine their structure. A well-designed prompt can connect a present response to earlier experiences, assumptions, or unmet needs without requiring the reader to already know the cause. In this sense, the book treats journaling as an investigative method rather than a diary habit. The value is not in producing polished writing, but in noticing patterns across answers. When a reader repeatedly returns to similar fears, resentments, or self-critical themes, those repetitions become evidence of unresolved internal material. The book, therefore, uses writing to transform vague emotional discomfort into something more specific and workable. This approach is practical for self-guided use because it does not require specialized terminology. It asks readers to observe, name, and question what they already experience. Thirdly, emotional safety and pacing are central to making self-guided shadow work manageable. A self-guided shadow work book has to balance depth with safety, and this volume is positioned around making difficult introspection manageable. Shadow work can involve shame, grief, anger, trauma associations, or memories that a reader has avoided for good reasons. The book addresses this challenge by emphasizing structured exercises and the creation of a safe reflective space, rather than encouraging unbounded emotional excavation. This is a significant practical point. Without pacing, introspection can become rumination, and confronting painful material too quickly can reinforce distress rather than relieve it. The workbook format helps by breaking the process into discrete prompts, exercises, affirmations, and reflection practices. These units allow readers to pause, return, or stop when needed. The approach also implicitly acknowledges a limit of self-help. Not every issue should be processed alone. For readers dealing with severe trauma, depression, or destabilizing symptoms, professional support may be necessary. The book is most useful when treated as a structured companion to self-awareness, not as a substitute for therapy. Its safety value lies in giving readers a contained method for difficult reflection. Fourthly, inner child work, affirmations, and reframing support integration rather than mere disclosure, the book does not frame shadow work only as uncovering painful material. Its practical method also includes tools associated with integration, such as inner child reflection, affirmations, visualization, self-compassion, and cognitive reframing. This distinction is important because identifying wounds or hidden emotions is only the first step. If a reader discovers a pattern of abandonment fear, harsh self-criticism, or emotional avoidance, the next question is how that discovery changes daily behavior. Inner child work can help readers interpret old emotional responses as protective adaptations rather than personal defects. Affirmations and visualizations can then reinforce alternative ways of relating to the self, though their effectiveness depends on honest engagement rather than repetition alone. Cognitive reframing adds a more practical dimension by asking readers to question limiting interpretations and replace them with more balanced perspectives. Together, these methods move the workbook beyond confession or emotional release. The goal is not simply to expose the shadow, but to develop a more complete relationship with it. Integration means recognizing denied parts of the self without letting them unconsciously control choices, relationships, or self-worth. Lastly, the workbook format is both the book's strength and its main practical limitation. The strongest aspect of the Ultimate Shadow Work Journal and Workbook is its emphasis on application. Many books on shadow work explain Jungian ideas, but leave readers uncertain about what to do after understanding the concept. Hart's volume is positioned as an exercise-based resource, with prompts, affirmations, and guided practices that require active participation. This makes it suitable for readers who learn by writing and reflecting rather than by reading theory alone. However, the same feature creates its main limitation. A workbook only produces value if the reader completes the exercises with consistency and honesty. Skimming the material will not provide the same benefit as sustained engagement. The self-guided format also depends on the reader's ability to regulate emotional intensity, recognize when to stop, and seek help if reflection becomes destabilizing. Compared with a therapist-led process, it cannot adapt in real time to avoidance, overwhelm, or complex trauma responses. Its realistic role is therefore not to diagnose or treat psychological conditions, but to organize personal reflection. Readers who understand this boundary are more likely to benefit from the book's practical design. In conclusion, The Ultimate Shadow Work Journal and Workbook, two books in one, is best suited to readers who want a structured, writing-based approach to self-examination rather than a purely conceptual introduction to shadow work. It may be especially useful for people interested in identifying emotional triggers, recurring self-sabotaging patterns, limiting beliefs, unresolved inner child themes, and areas of self-rejection. Its practical benefit lies in converting a broad psychological idea into repeated exercises that can be completed over time. Intellectually, it introduces readers to the basic logic of shadow integration. The parts of the self that are denied or avoided often continue to shape behavior until they are acknowledged with honesty and compassion. Compared with many similar books, it stands out through its combined beginner and advanced format. This gives it a wider range than a simple prompt collection and a more usable structure than theory-heavy discussions of Jungian psychology. Its strongest readers will be those willing to pause, write, revisit uncomfortable answers, and apply reframing practices outside the page. It is less appropriate for readers seeking clinical treatment, rapid transformation, or passive inspiration. Used carefully, it functions as a comprehensive self-guided companion for reflective emotional work. If you would like to support Lei W. Hart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.